Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How you doing? Make sure you check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up there. Already I've put 10 things, stories I won't even get to today, I put up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All kinds of fun stuff. Trailers for stuff and little stories about crazy things that went wrong or whatever. It's all up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Throwing everything up there. Today is a bunch of different days. Stop me if you want any information on these. Today is International Music Day. It's also National Poetry Day, Homemade Cookie Day, and World Vegetarian Day. And if those are the days for you, enjoy. Vegetarians get their own day. Cookies get their own day. 10 days till National Coming Out Day. Anybody want to come out on the show? We'd love to have you. 800-400-3697. Come on out. Call your mom with you.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know, you're the producer. Or, you know, just trying to make... Trying to make things happen. 30 days to Halloween. We are officially in that month.
Yep.
Yay!
Big
Halloween guy here.
Really? Well, you must be because you got kids that age.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah.
No, you're the one that always says, stop talking about that. So I'm just sitting here.
It's Christmas that I've, you know, before as we're basically still in September. World Wrestling. What's WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
World Wrestling Entertainment. Oh, yeah. Hall of Famer Pete Rose was in a Hall of Fame, but it was the World Wrestling Entertainment. Pete Rose died yesterday. Mm-hmm. Pete Rose did not live to see himself enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Died at 83. I don't have a cause of death. He was just at an autograph show in Nashville over the weekend.
He's bummed. He paid the ultimate price, no question. That was a guy who lived, breathed baseball.
Yeah.
He was the hit king. He was a guy who, and it's his own fault. He was betting on games. It's the thing that you're not allowed to do. But in the end, I think that all his desperation, you know, the last 20 years of his life was, I just want to be in the Hall of Fame. I deserve it. And they wouldn't let him. You broke the rules, dude. No.
There's a great documentary on Netflix with Pete Rose and it was really recent. So, yeah. But, you know,
like
he
a full life wrap up.
Yeah.
But he was
a
baseball lifer, speaking of life, like a full on from beginning to the
really
last day.
Really long career in the league. And then
he was a manager.
Yep. Couple of years, then that's where he got into trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows if he was betting on the games while he was playing, but he was definitely, when he was in management, he was betting. You know, it's funny. It's not funny at all. It's tragic that gambling is an addiction and people in that business there's a reason you're not allowed to do that. You are an influence. You're an influence on that game. I don't know. I mean, no matter how good you are, I'm actually kind of glad that they never let him in. Maybe that's not a popular stance to take, but I'm like, no, that guy did this really, really wrong thing.
It's going to be interesting to see how all the legalized gambling plays out for all these athletes.
Yeah, it's encouraged. Like, this whole thing is, like, those fantasy leagues and all this. I mean, you don't just bet on games anymore. Remember in the olden days, you'd have a bookie and you'd bet on a game?
Yeah, you'd call my aunt in Masontown, West Virginia, and she'd take your bet.
Well, that's so funny. I know a bookie, too.
My aunt was the mayor bookie and pharmacist for the town.
Oh, my God.
Woohoo!
So, Pete Rose, they call him Charlie Hustle here. I didn't really know his nickname. He played from 63 to 86. Mostly for the Cincinnati Reds. He managed that team from 86 to 89.
I think he was a Philly, too.
Yes, he was. He was on the Mike Schmidt team that won the World Series.
Yep.
That's one of his series wins?
Mm-hmm.
So he was banned from baseball for gambling on the sport in 89. He was a three-time World Series champ, a 17-time All-Star. He was the National League Rookie of the Year. National League MVP, World Series MVP, a two-time Golden Glove winner, just to name a few of his honors. He holds a bunch of records, and now it's time to play a game. We're going to see how you guys do on this. He holds the record. This is Pete Rose, everybody. He holds the records for most hits. How many does he have? And we're going to go closest. Should we go closest without going over? I think in the past, we've just gone whoever's closest. Should I just do that?
Just closest.
Okay. Most hits. How many hits?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to say 4,300.
All right. What do you think, Maddie?
I'm going to say 40,000.
He has 4,256 hits. So, Vinny, within 44 of that one. Vinny.
Overshot that a bit.
A little bit. Not bad, though. 40,000, 40. All starts with the
four. Those things don't come easy, everyone. Hits in the majors.
Pete Rose holds the records for most singles. How many did he get?
I'm going to say that is 1,500.
All right.
I'll say 2,000.
It is 3,215. That's a point for Maddie's. One
I
to
regretted
one.
My decision right after I said it.
Did you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're not home runs, that's for sure.
Career games. He holds the record for career games, believe it or not. Which I would think, like, what's that guy's name? Nolan Ryan? Is that his name?
Nolan Ryan played for a long time, yes. Yeah,
but like, pitchers don't play in every game.
True.
So he was there and never missed a game, but he doesn't play in every game? How did that work?
A pitcher would pitch, I think it's every 5 days.
Okay.
So we never miss an opportunity. The team is out there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What's that guy, the third baseman for the Orioles? I can't think of his name.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr. is the guy with the consecutive starts.
Well, apparently he has not beaten Pete Rose for these are, well, this is not consecutive necessarily.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Career games. How many? Vinny, you go first on this one.
I don't know. 10,000.
Okay. What do you think, man?
No idea.
I'll say 4,500.
It's 3,562. Yeah. All right, Maddie, you have to go first on this next one. Career at bats.
Oh boy, these are all numbers. I can't even guess that. All right, 40.
Okay.
I don't know. I give.
41.
Yeah, it's a 14,053. And I'll give you a hint. This number is higher than career at-bats. Career plate appearances. What's the difference between an at-bat and a plate appearance?
Don't know.
I don't know either.
All right, well, it's 15,809. I really do feel that the enthusiasm has ebbed out of that game. All right, we're talking about Pete Rose. They say here he should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I say, no, he broke the rules and you don't get to be in there. But at least he was enshrined in the WWE Hall of Fame. So he did get to be in some kind of Hall of Fame. He's in the, he was the first member of the Hall's celebrity wing in 2004. Bunch of pay-per-views. It goes on and on. All right, so there's that. So you know how we're all bummed out about the A's moving to Vegas? Well, now one of our Bay Area natives has taken a stand and is now banned in from being played on the radio in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
At a recent show here in San Francisco, this must have been not this past weekend, but the weekend before, Billy Joe commented on his team, the Oakland Athletics, during the Green Day show. And they're moving to Las Vegas, and he said, "We don't take crap from people like effing A's owner John Fisher. I hate Las Vegas. It's the worst asshole in America."
Yay, Billy Joe.
So all the radio guys are like, "What? Green Day doesn't like us?" So a couple of radio stations are like, "No more. Green Day's music is banned." And at least two Vegas radio stations so far. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I think those kids might just make it without their help.
They might be okay. You know what? They hate the town, so I'm sure they'll be happy to skip it on their tour. I have quotes from the radio host, but I'm not going to bother with that. The Athletics played their last game at the stadium in Oakland last Thursday. And it was sad, actually. We talked a lot about that. Here's some beautiful wastes of money. And this is just a BuzzFeed thing. I like BuzzFeed. Take a look at BuzzFeed. They've rounded up 13 times that celebrities just threw their money away. And they say here in frustrating ways, like just give it to charity at this point. But I think that, A, I like talking about dumb things celebrities do. And B, it is their money. Like, stop telling. Like, remember when Beyonce was saying, "Oh, I take champagne baths in $1,000 bottles of champagne"?
It wasn't that she said it. I think she was physically doing it.
Right.
I think there's a picture of her in a champagne
and she's
bath.
Like, "Here I am in $15,000 worth of champagne," you know, whatever it was per bottle. And people get mad because for many people, $15,000 is like what they made last year.
The internet's allowed to do its thing. It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. But okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've definitely seen those comments where you just go, where do you get off spending somebody else's money or deciding that they can or can't?
It's that person's money. And plus, it's fun to talk about. So here we go. At an album release party in Miami, Jay-Z dropped $250,000 on some Armand de Brignac something champagne. But he did leave a $50,000 tip, so that's cool. 300, but that's, I'm telling you, that's zero to him.
Wait, this is old though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there's a new Jay-Z record.
These are examples, and they don't even bring up the Beyonce bathing in champagne. Here's the other Beyonce one. Jay-Z and Beyonce bought Blue Ivy a Barbie doll for her first birthday, but she didn't have your stupid plain Barbie doll. She was adorned with 160 diamonds set in white gold, and she cost $80,000. Their kid gets the best toy. Yeah, be careful. Kid could choke on a Barbie doll crusted with diamonds. Be careful about that. Jennifer Aniston said that she wanted to get into cycling. I guess some interview she's talking about, "I'm thinking about getting into cycling." So Courtney Cox sent her a $12,000 Chanel bike. I didn't know Chanel made bikes. They probably took a bike and like put some Chanel gear on it.
They do joints.
Yeah.
I've seen that done with other, Tesla's done it with things too, where they got remember they had flamethrowers?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then there was a surfboard and a few other things. They get together and build these things.
Sure.
Other companies that actually do that stuff.
Well, and I'm sure Chanel and Specialized.
It might have been exactly right.
It's a leather Chanel seat with some, you know, the little Chanel tag on there. Call it a Chanel. Kendall Jenner spent $52,000 on a couch. Have you seen her house? It needs a $52,000 couch. Clearly. She lives in a mega mansion. She's got kajillions of dollars. Why are people whining about this? I feel like, okay, why if she spent $52 million on a couch? I don't know. It was stuffed with treasure. Like you sit on it, it's like, oh, it's very crunchy. Well, that's because it's filled with treasure. So it's this $52,000 couch. I'm like, go look at Restoration Hardware. I guarantee you can find a couch that costs more than $52,000 on Resto. That place is expensive. So she said that this couch for $52,000 was knotted blue and a blue and purple sofa. It's all woven in a really groovy navy with purple shimmer. It works perfectly in this space. Well, good. Spend your $52,000 on that.
You know, the internet is real busy not letting anyone keep secrets. I preferred when people didn't, when we didn't know everybody's wage and we didn't know what everybody spent on the stuff they like.
Oh, you prefer that?
I prefer that. I do.
Oh, my God.
Just
absolutely
because the hostility
know.
It breeds, it's like, yeah, Ryan Reynolds can afford whatever he wants. Don't be mad at him for it. He's a huge Hollywood star.
It's not even mad. They're not mad. They're just jealous. Like, if you were stupid rich, you too would spend your money on stupid things.
But there are plenty of rich people who don't have fame, and we don't know how many, you know, idiotic they ride. A show pony to the bathroom from their bedroom.
Oh my God, that sounds
know,
so
whatever,
great.
Whatever thing that they, you know.
Someone follows them with a shovel in case anything goes wrong.
So you find yourself going, you know, that's there's probably way more decadence out there that we don't know about.
I know.
Than what these, I bet you even the celebrities are like, now that that stuff makes the news, we got to be more careful the dumb crap we buy.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to post on that. You do not have to tell people. I think that when you are truly like blitheringly rich, like some of these people, where money is never going to be an issue, like there's no thing they can't have. There's no thing where they're like, oh, I don't know. We got to work that into the budget. Like, I think you really do lose sight of what the value of a dollar, like for you, a dollar is zero. You know, $100,000 is zero to someone with $1 billion. It's just not, it's nothing. It's just nothing. And so it's not super surprising that people like will spend $80,000 on a Barbie doll. It's free. That's a free Barbie doll as far as they're concerned. She's like, let me dream something up about how I want this Barbie doll to look. I'll tell this jeweler friend of mine, they'll make it and they'll give me the bill and I won't even look at the bill. What do I care? I have billions of dollars. Next up, Tyrese Gibson. That one just want to see my baby. Or whatever he cries. He's an ugly crier. I love him. More on Instagram, please, Tyrese. He bought his daughter. This is a little girl. Oh, this must be an older daughter because this one's 8 years old, at least. He bought his daughter an island when she turned 8.
What?
He bought her an island when she turned 8. That was her birthday present. Like, he flew her, I guess. Like, they land on the island. And she's like, okay, where's my present? He's all, you're standing on it.
These islands don't always have power. Does this one have power?
You know, they didn't even reveal the price on this, so I don't know how expensive it was. It may literally be a rock. You know that one you can see on the Richmond Bay Bridge? There's like this big, I think it's been for sale forever. It's just this sort of pimply looking rock that's right off to the side. There's no infrastructure on it whatsoever.
Oh.
It's for sale?
Yeah. See if you can find it. The island for sale in the bay. It's over by the Richmond. If it's the one I'm thinking of. I mean, I'm sure you could. I don't know. It is pretty foggy here. I was going to say, maybe you could power it just with wind and solar.
If you have the money to buy an island, though, don't you want to, I mean.
I know. Don't you want a good one?
It's called Red Rock Island, and it is for sale for a cool $25 million.
That thing is 25 mil?
Yep.
But there's, okay.
Hey, Vinny, says 925. Remember, there used to be a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, so we've always known how celebs live. No, I understand, but now you can Google every single thing about every single person, including your radio show. Yeah, like, I mean, it's
anybody
just,
remotely famous, you can get their net worth.
Even the guy down the street, you can find out what he's been up to. It's ridiculous. The internet just does not care. Post it.
Throw it up there. That'll be fun. What could possibly go wrong?
The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, though, was a TV show. What did he say? Caviar dream?
Champagne dreams and...
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Oh, that's it. Oh, I thought it was like caviar and champagne on a Budweiser budget.
No, that's the first. Honestly, honest to God, that's the first place I saw Donald Trump. And I was like, yuck.
Yeah. Golden toilets and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of golden toilets, hold on a second. I have a golden toilet part on this because I'm not going to get to all these now. Guess who else has golden toilets? Kim K and Kanye West. When they were still together, they spent a bunch of money on four gold-plated toilets. What does, what do you pay for four gold-plated toilets? Take a guess.
Do you think David Field has gold-plated toilets?
Well, if he does, he could maybe, you know, if you ever run out of money, you could sell him. That'd be my thing. I'd be like, look, I got a golden toilet. Yes. And it's wonderful. But if I ever run out of money.
I've got a golden toilet.
Yeah. Have a nice song about it.
A golden toilet is $100,000.
I'm going to say $1.2 million.
Four golden toilets, $750,000. I think they might have gotten a bulk deal. I don't know why only four. I would assume they'd never live in a house that had less than 15 bathrooms, but okay. Let's see if there's any other good ones. This is funny. Lady Gaga paid about $50,000 for a ghost detector. Apparently, she's afraid of evil spirits, and she wants to be able to scan her hotel rooms for paranormal activity, so she got a ghost detector. And somebody was like, oh, really? You want to buy this? It's $50,000. She's like, okay. I made them money. Oh, and this is a good one. These people were not as blitheringly rich as most, so they should not have done this. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt spent about $1 million on his crystal collection.
I remember that.
Hard to recoup that money.
Yeah.
Hard to recoup that.
All the health benefits.
Yes.
He's going to live to be 200 years old.
Vibrations.
Thank God.
Yes. He's the guy who should get the 200-year lifespan. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Can you hear me now? No, I cannot.
Oh, no.
After these.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Yes, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Leave us a message. We have voice message now on the Odyssey app. It allows you to send us your thoughts, you know, whatever you're thinking up, and in your own voice, not just a text. It's a little voice message. We're super excited to hear what you have to say. So leave us a message and then keep it on Alice, and maybe you'll hear yourself telling us all your hopes and dreams or whatever. You've got 60 seconds to throw it all in there. Just log on to the Odyssey app, select Alice at 97.3, click on the mic and start talking.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
Hotter than a huckabuck. Like everywhere. For the rest of the week. So
okay.
There's that. Okay, to begin with, yesterday I am one of the people that I was dry. I left here. I had bolted out of here because I had some things to do.
Yeah.
We had a refrigerator guy and there were a couple other things.
Did you make it in time?
Basketball game. Hold on.
Yeah.
And so I bolt out of here and I'm driving down the coast and I don't really have normally a reason to check my phone. There's just not a lot going on, which is fine. Yesterday I had this refrigerator repair and I was trying to make sure I got home in time. The window they gave me was the one I told them, please don't tell me this time. I'm in the city.
Yep.
It takes me a minute to get home. Pardon me. And I just need
noon, you know, is the earliest.
And sure enough, the window they gave me was way sooner than that. And I raced out of here and I was watching my phone turn into a brick as I waited for the phone call and was like, what is going on?
Oh, no.
Verizon Wireless, not only in the state of California, but nationwide, went out.
Oh, my God.
Nationwide. Verizon Wireless.
Oh, boy.
If you have Verizon Wireless, you know what I'm talking about.
You're aware.
Your phone went to, from 5G or whatever, to SOS, no service, nothing. And I'm driving down the road going, when is that going to kick back in? And it's not. So I turn the phone off and I'm...
Now you said, right. Now you're doing the whole, let's try rebooting it. What's going on?
All the things I can think of. And I'm out on the coast at this point. And I really.
So it's possible that.
It's the service,
it's the service.
But then it's not. I know the places where I have it and I don't. And anyway, Verizon lost service yesterday for most of the day. I heard others say it might have been AT&T, but I haven't heard anyone with AT&T service say they lost their service yesterday.
I did not lose service yesterday.
You have AT&T, yeah. Verizon phones.
But I actually didn't have my phone on me all day. So maybe I did. I'll wait to hear what other AT&T people
I don't think
say.
You did. I think this was a Verizon thing. And so their response to the massive outage, one of the things was, because, you know, all of a sudden I'm starting to go, not only do I have this refrigerator thing, but I got the kids got to be picked up. And the
all
wife
the stuff.
Is in the... I realize I do use it for more things than I realize, and I do need this thing to work. I can't have it
because
bricked.
We become reliant. The minute something is more convenient, everything else goes away. We forget how to even do it.
I can imagine there were people trying to do important Zoom calls.
Yeah.
People trying to, like, an outage of this size bleeped a lot of people yesterday.
What did Verizon say that they're going to do to make up to you, make it up to you?
The company isn't even saying why the outage happened or how they will prevent it from happening again.
They got hacked.
So there's a couple things that I looked up later last night.
Yeah.
So I got my phone back and you know, it was later in the day though.
What time?
I don't remember.
So sometime on the way home and then
I'd say the phone went out at 10 o'clock.
Oh, like, okay. As we're leaving here.
Yeah. And I don't think we got it back until 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's a big chunk of the business day.
Monday, Verizon suffered a massive outage that affected customers across the country. They went silent. They were not responding to the millions of tweets and texts and they just went zip. So, and of course, people are then going online. Hey, we're talking to you. You respond this, that, what?
Sorry, guys, our power's out.
So the speculation is one of two things, and it was by someone here in the Bay Area in an article. I can't even remember where I read it because I was looking up everything I could find. They said it's one of two things. Either an update to their service went horribly wrong.
Right.
Or they were hacked.
So one of those things.
And if you've been around long enough, you know, when someone's been hacked, they go silent.
Right.
That's their, they don't want anyone to know.
They don't want anyone to know.
They're pulling plugs on everything they can pull plugs on. They don't want anyone to know that that's happened to them.
Right.
Or if you're doing business with them, what kind of compromise has happened to you?
What kind of leak and breach? They have all everybody's info.
And I'm not saying that's what happened here because I don't know.
Right.
But the article I read said it's one of two things. Either an update went horribly wrong or they were hacked. We also know there are some dangerous characters out there from other countries that have been trying to hack us for the election purposes and every other reason.
Right.
So taking down one of the big phone carriers in the United States of America might just be some guy's crowning achievement.
He's just putting it on his hacker resume right now. He's updating his LinkedIn dark web profile. I guess they probably have their own version of LinkedIn.
They say it's not exactly clear how many of their 114 million customers.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
Lost service, but most of them did. The outage probably began mid-morning, and they're saying here, when did that go back up? Nah, they're not saying when, but your phone was basically bricked. It went to SOS service, which was no service. And right now, they're just not telling us exactly what happened. If you aren't getting service back, turn your phone off, turn it back on. It should reconnect.
So it is back now.
Verizon's service is now back. And so whether or not this, I'm telling you, I would bet you anything that the stores, the storefronts, the, you know, Corky working at the Verizon, who probably people were flooding
who's
their actual
mob?
Store locations going, get it back on now. I need this. I pay you for it. Get it back on.
Listen, man, my name's Corky. I mean, it's right there in the name. I'm just going to go in the back and see if I can find out what's up.
Verizon lost service. It should be back. If you don't have it back yet, restart your phone.
Imagine that, Corky. Just having a day. All of a sudden, like pitchforks and torches and dead phones and angry faces. We are all simmering underneath. Doesn't take much. Does not take much.
I didn't get my Verizon back until 7 p.m., says 707.
Oh, boy.
I have Verizon. I never lost service because I have Wi-Fi calling enabled. So you were at home.
Yeah, you were somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I was out on the road going, yeah, I can't even search up.
Well, it is true. If you were at your house and it automatically popped over onto the Wi-Fi, then you probably didn't even notice it. It's only people who are not attached to the internet.
Anyway, that was a big deal yesterday, and whether it's a hack or...
Can't wait to hear what they say, but they have to say something, don't they?
Do they?
Well, I don't know. What are the rules on that?
I mean, you can leave them as a customer, but if you've ever left a cell phone company, it's like...
They don't make it easy.
No. So here you are so furious with them. Imagine how mad you'll be when it takes all day to switch carriers.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I just burned a day of my life.
Thanks,
to
cell phone
stick it
company.
To Verizon. And right. You know what? Verizon went,
it's okay. We got 115 million more people.
We don't know you.
Yeah, bye.
Your point, not taken.
Mm.
Bye.
Also, we were busy writing a check to the hackers. So it's, you know, we've got plenty of money.
I hate to say it, but I really think it was that.
Well, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's... Without, it's because they didn't say anything. If they'd said, we're so sorry, we're having some technical difficulty, right then they'd responded, people would be like, oh, all right. And then they could have happily, you know, paid them. Now everyone's like, oh my God, conspiracy theories.
They don't actually have to say, Jim and IT screwed up our update and, you know, that's who did it and why this happened to you. But they could say, operator error, our mistake. No data was lost.
Don't freak out. We're so sorry. It's not a breach. It's, you know, lie, lie, lie.
All those nudes you're sending, they're still yours. No one got a hold of them. It's no problem.
But we do know what you're up to, though, just in case you were wondering.
A couple big stories besides Verizon service getting...
Yeah, that's a huge deal. I wonder what's going to happen with that.
Well, we'll see. I'll keep an eye on it.
Oh, before you move on, though, what happened with your refrigerator? You had a guy coming out to try to fix that sucker, and what happened?
He did it, and he did a great job, and it's fixed.
Oh.
No more glacier in your freezer. We got a sub-zero fridge. You know, you're told.
And they're good. They're supposed to be high-end. What a fridge.
That's the one,
counter
right?
Counter depth. That's amazing. Build it in.
I absolutely thought after we went without a fridge during the pandemic, because... Suddenly you go, we got no fridge.
Yeah, we need
Christina was putting stuff in the neighbor's fridge while we jumped the gap between no fridge and two fridges.
We've got a roommate situation where we've got, I'm going to take the left side and I'm going to put my name on all, do not touch Vinny's food.
I got us, we kicked down and got a Sub-Zero thinking, well, let's just get the best fridge. Yeah. It'll last forever. And that's the way. And it's not what I'd hoped for.
Yeah. Well,
needs a lot more service than I would want.
Maybe some people are having just a great time with their Sub-Zeros. But we remodeled our kitchen probably 12 years ago. And I would say we're 3 years in when the trouble started. And it has never stopped. Right now we're waiting. We have a ticket. We've opened a ticket.
Oh, you have a problem as well.
We always have a problem with that. That fridge is always something.
Anyway, between my bricked phone and now you. I got a guy doing the fridge. Yeah. And then listen to this.
Okay.
You know we don't have air conditioning as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I heard about
my
that.
My pet's heads are falling off. Okay, so the missus, we bought these ceiling fans and they just haven't been put in yet. So while I was gone yesterday driving down the coast without phone service, she had someone come in and put the ceiling fan in my room.
Oh, how lovely.
Which is that's wonderful. It was like such a
so
cool
there was already
thing.
A light fixture up there.
And all the guy had to do was come in and wire it hang it and on. It's going. It's done. And by the way, without air conditioning, that thing worked last night. Mm. It kept me cool and I mostly got some sleep. What didn't get switched out was the fact that it's on the same frequency as the fan in Christina's room. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So at 10 something, the light went on in my room. The overhead LED went on. Oh. And I was like, boing. What the?
As in they were all set to 1, 2, 3, 4. And what, do you have like a little remote for
it? I reach over. This is a new fan installed yesterday. I reach over. I get the remote. I turn the light off. I lay back down. I'm thinking, what kind of mess up could turn a light on in the middle of the night for no reason? And I turn it off. I lay back down and the light goes back on. And I'm like, what the? I turn it off. I lay back down. It goes back on. We are in dueling fan lights in two rooms of the house. As she's turning it off, mine's going on. As I'm turning it off, hers is going on. And we don't know this.
All right. Who freaked out first?
No one freaked out. Eventually, I was sound asleep. Mm-hmm. So I didn't.
No, I'd be freaking out. I'm like, how are you not the one who freaks out first? Like, what is happening?
I couldn't even register what was wrong. I just thought this new installation, what a screw up. This morning, I'm like, it's the remotes. They're on the same frequency.
Wait, wait, wait. So in the end, you gave up?
In the end, it stayed dark, and I went back to sleep.
So she was just like, forget it. I'm not turning it back on. I'll work around it.
No, I don't know what she did.
Well, she didn't turn it on.
Her and I haven't been able to talk at length yet.
Oh, but maybe she realized it and went, oh, no. Maybe I'm turning off the light.
She probably, because she hadn't gone to bed yet. I was completely like, I just want to. You know what I mean? Yes. I just need to just stay off, please.
That's, you know what? It's funny. There must be like a default code. You'd think that the guy who installed all those ceiling fans would know. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to deal with it today.
Yeah,
I'll fix it.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I think you just
I don't know.
Pick a code.
Yeah,
code.
Whatever. I don't know.
How many of those are you getting?
Well, for now, that's the one. But we will probably like each room's going to get one.
So
there's two more coming.
Hers was already in.
Hers was in.
Yours is in.
We bought the same
now.
One because it's nice.
Okay.
So they're the same ceiling fan.
And you want to have, some continuity. Yeah, with all the fixtures in the house.
Except the remotes are the same and they're on the same code. And so we were we were dueling fan lights at 10:30 at night.
Keep that in mind when you do the ones in the girls' rooms and all the other places.
Don't you worry.
We still have two that are connected at our house.
Oh, so you've experienced this as well.
As soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, no, they just didn't. And the two that are it's when we blew out the studio. So we put these two ceiling fans in. So now they are both controlled by the same thing, but they're not supposed to be. They're just they're supposed to be two separate things. I'm like, oh, don't touch it. Don't worry about it.
It was one of those nights, days, whatever. Yeah. I just went. OK,
of course, this is happening.
Lights.
Of course it is. Lost the
light
phone.
On. Light off. Light on.
Refrigerator light work.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah. Look, the light is the thing for me. I would have been like, who do I have to throttle? Who do I need to kill right now? Whose fault is this? I'm going to go get them. I got to go kill them.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really go at my house. The whole, I'm going
to
kill.
Who do I have to kill? Who is it?
Let me check our texts. 800-400-3697. By the way, that number you can also call.
You can. You can phone us.
Older Sub-Zeros says 650 were built like a tank. The newer ones, not so much. My mom has one almost 30 years old and it's still going strong. Melissa and Menlo.
Yeah. Sub-Zero, you need to stop with the cutting corners. You charge an arm and a leg for those beautiful machines. Mm-hmm. They need to be more than beautiful with a name on them. Like, I've been very, very disappointed by that. That refrigerator.
Ice forming in a Sub-Zero fridge. Next thing you'll say is there's no resolution to unsolved mysteries. But
That's a good one.
I got a fancy, actually beautiful, massive Thermidor fridge and stove 7 years ago. Oh, no, sorry, 3 years ago. Both have been nothing but constant service problems also. Yeah, I guess you just got to go
really
high end
things. Yeah.
And then those things will just last for, you know, a lifetime.
Right. Nothing's built like it used to be, though. Olden days, a lot of pride in, you know, product that a company put out and they stood behind it. And not anymore.
I heard someone say, don't buy anything that was made during the pandemic because they took shortcuts because they were short on parts and stuff.
Oh, that when you got it?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. I mean, but definitely, yes. We were without a fridge. Mm. Like it went, and then we realized, oh my God. And so we went, oh, we'll buy a new one and we'll put it in the garage at least to get us through. And they went, fridges? No.
We don't have any of those.
It's on a ship from China. Sorry. Oh.
Those were tough times in many ways. For more reasons than just one.
Oh, yes. Mm. Bleep happens. Mellow out, everybody, about Verizon. I've had several different carriers, and they definitely have the best coverage.
Well, I mean, yes.
If you're that attached to your phone, maybe you need to rethink your life. You know what? I 415.
Sometimes people are doing business.
I don't disagree with you in that respect. In general, you don't need that text from Susie. You're going to live.
Yes.
But also, people are on maps in the middle of nowhere, and their entire there used to be a time when I would say, and then a right on what street? And I would have my little piece of paper and I would know exactly.
Oh, you'll see this big oak tree. And then right past that, the sign's hidden at first, but then the big oak tree, and then you look for the sign on the left.
But we've been conditioned to depend on our maps and we could be in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we get a bricked phone and now what?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We count on this technology. Mm-hmm. And while it's, you know, fine to say, well, we shouldn't count, we do though. And when it goes away, it's that company that you trusted that did that to you. So it's going to be a hard few days.
707 says the FCC is investigating the Verizon outage. They were kind enough to email last night and offer us an upgrade to an iPhone 6.
An iPhone 6? Right. That's got to be a joke. That's a joke.
16 is, I think, the number they're up to now. So that would be a real downgrade
free old phone, though. You want it?
Did the iPhone like go from iPhone to like 3?
Oh, I
don't think
no
it
idea.
Went 1, 2, 3. I think it jumped at some point.
No, there was a 2. I was working.
Oh, there was.
Yeah, in the app business back then. So yeah, because the first one, remember, was just the silver, like the metal case.
I don't really remember. Oh yeah, it looked like
it was metal. It was an actual metal case,
shiny,
on it. Very
rounded,
sturdy.
Rounded back.
Yeah, and then the second iPhone 2 came out, and that's when they started with the white backs, and that was like the big thing to get the white one.
Mm.
Oh, that's so funny. And now we're all married to these phones.
Well,
no matter if you're on Apple or Samsung or whatever, and everybody's got a phone now, right? You know what one looks good? The Google one. I'm like, oh, that one looks pretty good.
I'm
not going to switch.
I love Google
stuff. I use Google for everything.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, right, Sarah?
Roller skating. Roller skating's back, you guys. Really?
No, it's not.
No, it is.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help.
With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.